Gary and Braden are friends with ideas. Terrible ideas. When the phone rings, it's a special kind of conversing. Here you are. You're invited to listen in. So please allay your fears. Lend us your ears. When you get that itch, the pitch.
Braden Cameron.
Gary Butterfield here. Hey, Braden.
Hey, Gary. What's shaking in your parts?
Well, I'll tell you one thing that is shaken, and that's this. Hear that?
Yeah, it sounds like a keyboard.
No, keep hearing.
No.
Hear harder.
Is this like a magazine?
That's right. And what's our favorite magazine?
Book checkbooks.
Checkbook magazine, my friend.
Have
you read the new one?
No, I canceled my subscription.
Do you have it on your Kindle Fire?
No, I don't have a Kindle Fire. The thing is, I just don't read magazines anymore.
Well, listen, my friend, you are the exception, not the rule.
No, I understand. I understand, because I get all my checkbook information from you when you call me every week.
That's true. That gives me an idea. But that's an idea for another time. Checkbook is real good this week. Braden? When you come home tomorrow from school, there's going to be a Nook Fire waiting for you in your mailbox.
Oh, that's very nice of you.
With the checkbook app preloaded.
Wow, thank you.
You're welcome.
I assume this is a gift from you and not just a weird coincidence.
It's a prediction that I'm making based on my ability to tell the future.
Okay.
Of things that I do.
Okay, sure.
So I was doing a little bedtime reading.
Mm-hmm.
Publishing still booming, right?
Yeah, it's big. I mean, apart from the one subscription I canceled, but yeah.
Well, this is definitely that's probably going to cut down a significant percentage of magazine subscriptions, but it's still. I mean, there are hundreds of people reading these magazines.
Yeah.
Like, Teeth for Brushers took off like a socket, right?
Yeah.
and there's been pressure. You know, we need to get back into publishing.
Yeah, I mean, you're saying we need to put out new products.
Yeah, not back into it. I mean, like, Teeth for Brushers is still going strong.
We need to re-sink our teeth into it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, I don't know if you
take another bite out of it.
Of the publishing industry, we need to swallow some more of that delicious money. Am I right?
That sounds weird, but yeah.
Yeah, we've got a spread in Teeth for Brushers next week where it's Kanye's original Yeezus rubbing teeth with Jay-Z's Magna Carta Holy Grail.
Wow.
And they're just rubbing teeth.
Just a lot of tooth rubbing. Okay.
Every once in a while, they back off and go, yeah!
this is digital only. Like, you can hear it then.
Yeah. Well, it's coming out in animated GIF form.
Okay.
So I want to get back into publishing or get more into it.
Mm-hmm.
You and I, we as innovators, we look at mountains and we climb them, right? So like a good reason to do something is because we've never done it before.
Yeah. Oftentimes I look at mountains and then think about how I could get that mountain on top of another mountain so that it's actually a challenge.
Exactly. Double mountain is a DM. It's a DMS. I was thinking about about getting your thing in there, and in Checkbook they're talking about publishing the two fastest growing genres in books right now, science fiction and erotica.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Okay.
Everybody read 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
Some people read 50 Shades of Gary. Like
I got through about half of it.
Yeah, it gets dark. Like,
yeah.
I understand if you don't want to keep reading it. Like, the guy who I hired to ghostwrite that, real weird.
Well, I got to the one part where it was, like, six pages just about, like, a single nipple, and I was like, I just can't do any more. I think five is my limit on pages about nipple, like, single nipples.
And also, why did they never have sex? Like, it's this weird, you know, it's like in the book, like in real life, I have sex all, you know, I'm fine with it. But in the book, like, I'm just like just sitting there staring at the nipple, like looking at the nipple, drawing pictures of the nipple,
it's
tweaking
like,
the nipple.
You know, when you read the first Lord of the Rings book, The Fellowship of the Ring, and they go through the Mines of Moria, and it's like 2 pages of action. And then right afterwards, there's like a page and a half just talking about a lake. And I didn't want to talk about a lake. I wanted to see that nipple get something done to it.
Yeah, yeah, or something else done to it. Totally, it's exactly like that. I would go as far as say 50 Shades of Grey is like Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm. It is a lot like, I mean, it's the journey, and it was a journey that I wasn't, like, I got off halfway. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. And they wanted you to get off all the way, which is what we're looking to do with our brand new line of paperbacks, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to present to you Analog, the science fiction magazine.
Okay, okay. So, I mean, based on what I'm guessing, you're going to get the best of erotic science fiction each month, compile it, edit it, put it into this magazine, and send it out to everybody. Is that right?
That's exactly what I'm going to do. And I've hired a new partner for us.
Okay.
For it.
I'm nervous.
Legend in the genre, Josh Groban.
Whoa! I didn't know he was into erotic science fiction. He and I just had macaroni salad. He didn't even bring it up.
Oh, he's thinking about it. Yeah, so he's... And he has wisely outsourced his actual editing duties to Isaac Orgasimov. The Isaac Orgasimov.
Wow, that is a big name in this genre that I just found out about.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's a legend, right? Like,
yeah.
You know, he wrote Saturn's Rings,
mm-hmm.
if you read that.
Yeah.
He has that series, The Browsers Go to the Moon.
Oh, sure, that was a good one.
I know, and I've been waiting for a sequel, and hopefully we can publish it. Like, I want to know what the Brazzers do next.
When they go in the moon?
Yeah, they do. And then Quantum Quim.
Oh,
which is that,
okay.
That book about the scientific pussy.
I didn't know that was by him, but yeah, that's good.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to get him. He's going to edit it, and each month, it's going to be a new paperback, kind of like miniature book, the best in science fiction erotica.
Wow. Okay. I'm sold, Gary. I'm sold. What? Tell me some more.
So if you're anything like our ideal audience for this,
mm-hmm.
every month you want new pulse pounding P tales from Pluto and beyond. That's what I'm
mm-hmm.
thinking of for a tagline. Right. And the cool thing about that is like you hear pulse pounding P tales, that P can stand for either one.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You're right.
So
you're absolutely right. It could stand for planets. It could stand for penises. It could stand for pussies.
Sure.
It could
sure.
stand for planetoids. It could stand for
sure.
Pulsars.
Pulsars, yep. And then you start, it just writes itself. You start putting those things together and you get like planetar of the pussies and pulsar of the penises. And like, it writes itself.
Right.
And you know, it doesn't matter if you're into like girls or dudes or prostitutes or brostitutes or backpackulas or whatever you want to stick your dick in. At Pitch Industries, we like to say, in Obama's America, we don't care where you stick it, long as you kick it.
That's right. That's absolutely right. That's been our motto for Pitch Industries all along.
It's a little weird that it's under the name of the steakhouse, where it says, Behen, Dren, Den, Dren, Dehen, and Steak House. We don't care where you stick it, as long as you kick it.
Right,
because one
yeah.
of the things about the steakhouse is we do care where you stick it.
Yeah, and we really don't like it when you kick the meat around.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, it is a motto. We're you know, dedicated to it.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's not universally the best motto, but it works 85% of the time.
It applies to some situations.
Yeah.
That's what I like about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you got in this first issue? What are you thinking about?
So we have, from Orgasimov himself, the androgynous strain. Is it a bro? Is it a girl? Does she have a pee or does he have a pee? It doesn't matter because you're in for erotic delight as you explore her planetoids and colonize her beaver or his man beaver.
You know, The Mons Pubis is much like an alien planet. Just saying it sounds like it's the name of an alien planet. So, you know, if you want to put your flag down there, have at it.
Yep, exactly. You know, we got, it's not just interplanetary stuff. We got time travel, Whorehouse 5. You know, we this character gets unstuck in time, goes back and remembers all the peas that he's veed during his entire life, during his time in the war. Reflects on Dresden.
Yeah.
Ask a lot of questions about, you know, fate and everything. And then he meets a race of aliens that are little hands with eyeballs, and the end of each hand is a breast.
Sure. Okay. That makes total sense. Okay. Let me, I'm thinking of one just right now off the top of my head. The space elevator is actually my penis.
That would really work well with, people are really interested in space elevators right now more than ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you're riding up one and it's a gigantic penis that goes from here to the moon, can you imagine how satisfying that would be?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I can
super,
too. And you know who else
super satisfying?
Orgasmouth. We also have Michael Crichton.
Okay.
He's on board, to write books for us. He's taking a break from all his Jurassic Parks and everything like that.
Sure.
And formally, part of it is he wants to get away from, you know, he took his, you know, brought his hand at writing erotic sci-fi. And he made some real cheap, you know, books that are kind of ruined the industry for a little while. I don't know if you ever read them, but there was a pen name that wrote Rocket Clits.
Yeah, and he wrote Jurassic Pork.
Yeah, Jurassic Pork, and The Spaceman Cried, Cum Balls.
Yeah,
he did those, but he's back. He's on board now.
Okay.
You know, so he wants a second chance. We got
he
him
wants
cheap.
To step it up a little bit here.
Yep. And he's going to write Do Androids Dream Electric Sheep for us?
Oh, okay. Will Orgasmov write I Sexbot?
We got a trilogy coming. It's
going to
be I Sexbot, I Hobot, and I Blowbot.
What about Thigh Robot?
That's great. Thigh Robot could be the spinoff specifically for people who are into monster thighs. And then we can have the Analog Erotic Friction Junior series that has the aspirational books, including I Grobin.
So these are aspirational erotic science fiction?
Yep. We put them in the bookmobile. And it's like it starts off like, it looks like a big picture full of books and dicks. And then you open it up and it's like, hey, kid, you were going to look at this porn, but wouldn't you rather grow up to be Josh Groban? Josh Groban was born in Manfield, Illinois in 1968.
No, I get it.
Yeah, he's ageless.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. No, I get it. Because really, if I'm thinking about erotic fiction... Mm-hmm. I'll be honest with you, Gary. I'm pretty much always putting Josh Groban in, no matter what they tell me the space captain or the alien looks like. One of them's going to end up looking like Josh Groban.
My version of Lord of the Rings, he played Legolas.
He'd be a great Legolas.
And he used to say...
he'd also be a really good whole... Aragorn.
Sure. Sure, he's got the right hair color. I've always wanted to imagine him blonde. There's that scene where they end up at the Great Elf Council... And the evil elf lord, Mr. Smith, he doesn't want to help the fellowship. And he comes up to him and he goes, my name's Legolas, and this is my absolute favorite hobbit.
My name's Josh Groban, and this is my absolute favorite product.
And he points at Frodo.
Yeah, and that would do it. I mean, that's going to melt anybody's heart.
Totally, especially Elrond's.
Well, we're getting off track, I think. I think we got to bring it back.
Sure.
How about this? Rendezvous with Ramming.
Rendezvous with Ramming. And you know who we can bring in to ghostwrite that? Robert Heinlein, who's also has recently pitched us Stranger in a Strange Land.
Or Stranger in a Strange Man.
Yeah, it's a duology.
Okay, how about 2001 Space Sodomy?
That sounds fantastic. We're getting all types of that. I mean, the thing about sodomy is that everybody does it.
Yeah,
you know,
even if they don't
have
watch.
To be Yep. And like, and you don't have to be, you know, into, you know, it can be any kind of sodomy. Like, one of the things that I want to emphasize with this book line is how girls have buttholes too. It's not just a guy part.
And mouths.
And mouth holes.
Yeah.
One of the ways, that, and then there's all kinds of things that are sodomy. Like, sodomy is anything. And we're going to also tell that in the Handjobs tale.
Okay, sure, yeah, all right. I'm totally on board with this. This sounds blow crash. Yeah, this sounds sexy. This sounds hip hop happening. Mm-hmm. I'm into it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We got, and then let's say, you know, you're one of these special browsers who's really into, you know, barely legal, you know, fresh 18-year-olds. Mm-hmm. We can set you up with deflowers for Algernon.
Okay, sure, sure. And Algernon is the giant planet that eats virgins.
Yep. And before they eat them, he describes how they're virgins.
Well, he deflowers them, right? Like, but
yeah.
No, they have to be... Okay, so he's a giant planet.
They get deflowered in my belly.
Recently deflowered virgins, right. Got it. Okay, we're that one's done. That one, it practically wrote itself.
We got the story of these old monks who find a bunch of old porno from our century and learn mm-hmm. to reutilize it. It's going to be a cuntacle for Leibowitz.
Okay, okay. Sounds sexy. Reminds me of a trauma film. Continue.
Sure, sure. And then for me, like, ever since I got divorced, I've just been really turned on by wives, just mm-hmm. in general. And that's why we got someone to pitch the Time Traveler's Wife.
Oh, sure, because time travel, that totally falls under science fiction. Wives, erotic.
Yep, and that's science fiction. That belongs in anal log.
That's why, I mean, when you think about it, like, you've got all those genres of pornography out there where you want to watch a POV or a you know, a anal video or a WILF. I mean, everybody knows the acronym of WILF, which is Wives I'd Like to Fuck. I mean, this
sure.
is just a thing, so it makes sense. And this
That's
is all going to be in analogs.
We're going to bring in a brand new protagonist, Wilf Lord Brimley. He is the Lord of the Wilfs. He's got the sexy harem full of time travelers' wives, and he gives them all insulin in exchange for pleasure.
And they swim in a pool filled with, like, little alien cocoons, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it keeps them eternally young. And he gains their power through their flowers.
Yeah, which then, and then when he's done with them, he just feeds them to Algernon.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that we're just tying this all together. There's themes, there's different stories, but they're all in the same universe.
Yep.
Like, I want to put my spaceship in your wormhole? That one's a really good one.
Yep. And that would be a good vehicle, because I'm thinking one of the things we need is, like, a hero for this entire thing, right? Like, one character that keeps it all together, you know, who's going to be interacting with all the, you know, Wilf Lord Brimley and with Algernon and with the, you know, the Time Traveler's Wife. And I'm thinking about Fuck Rogers.
I like Fuck Rogers. I was thinking about Groban X9000.
Sidekick?
Totally. Fuck Rogers could totally be Groban X9000 sidekick.
Yeah, Groban X9000 Sidekick is a sentient instant messaging program that Josh Groban used to use that now is on a 3.5 floppy disk and floats around with the power of his voice. His sidekick, a randy spaceman with a hole cut out in his spacesuit, but a pee that is immune to gravity and solar rays.
Cosmic radiation, sure, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't become invisible, right?
I'm really into it. I think that's fantastic. I'd like to see interactions between Groban X9000 and Fuck Rogers. I think that's what the audience wants eventually. But, you know, don't bring it out right away. You want to tease it. You want to build that relationship, have a lot of tension.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have to meet. So, like, maybe alternating chapters. Like, the first chapter, we got this 3.5 floppy disk in a warehouse, and there's a kind of the old janitor, and he's like pushing a mop around, and he's like, where's this disk? I've got to go bring it over to the cuntacle where they've got all the old technology. And he goes and he puts the disk in, and the disk makes this, like, real screeching loud modem sound, and then goes, my name's Josh Groban, and this is my absolute favorite floppy disk. And then he's like, ooh, shit, this thing has to go on adventures. And he blasts into space where Fuck Rogers already is, living on the planet from Ringworld, and the rings in that world are the rings that you're thinking of.
Okay, I got you. The dark rings, if you will.
Sure.
I think this is great. And then, you know, later on in the series, they meet Flesh Gordon, and it's all just party times.
It's like the League of Extra Horny Gentlemen.
And a floppy disk. Yuri, let me just say that this is the best idea I've heard in a long time, and I think it is going to rock the book/magazine world.
It's going to rock that, and it's going to rock whatever type of erectile tissue you happen to have when you read it.
Yeah, I'm in. Gary, let's roll this thing out right now.
Well, I'm going to go get Orgasimov, Heinlein, and Crichton, and then we're going to go camp outside of Stephen King's house and see if we can get him to join our team.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's get Stephen King. Let's just get everybody we can. We'll get Gay Badberry.
Sure.
You know, whatever.
I'm trying to get Stephen King to do a sequel and so we can release Stephen King's tit and see if we can have that come out.
Man, I'm afraid of clowns. Let's not do any clowns.
Even if they have voluptuous breasts?
Especially. I don't want to have fear masturbation sessions.
So that's how I'm going to be spending the next couple of days, like just trying to see if I can get him. I mean, if he's not going to do tit, he can do the Reaming Man. Yeah, do the Cum Slinger. I'm going to see if we can't get him on board. Mm. So that's where I'm going to be. But I've got your Nook address,
mm-hmm.
So I can send you a magazine by Nook. That's probably the quickest way to get you a lot of information quickly.
Yeah,
so I'll publish you a message when I've gotten a hold of King.
Fantastic. I'm really looking forward to this project. I think it's great, Gary. I'm 100% on board. And I'm glad we're back in publishing, even though, I mean, we never really left, but I'm glad we're doing more for the publishing world.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's adult publishing. Like, we only have a few explicitly adult products, and I think that's an important market.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we
Pizza
have
panties,
almost all of them.
Sure.
Yeah. Pleasure Throat.
Pleasure Throat. Well, yep. Pleasure Throat just said, I love you. I mean, that was it. That was
That's true. Well, but you can't really know what love is until you're an adult.
Touche.
So.
One day I hope to know when I'm an adult.
I hope you do too, but you're going to meet that special girl someday.
Yeah, we'll see.
I hope to give you away at your wedding.
Thank you very much. I would like that, Gary. Okay.
All right.
Anyway, I should get going. Thank you for calling, though.
Yeah, erotic dreams, my friend.
And to you as well. Good night.
Good night.
Swordcraft, send me a miracle. Swordcraft, only 99 levels. Swordcraft, wanna marry a skeleton.
Swordcraft has romance for you.